To confront me is to face death. That was Moriarty's stark message during one of his rare direct visits to Sherlock at 221B Baker Street. As the brilliant mind behind a vast criminal empire, Moriarty is the nucleus of a web of crime that spans across Britain. He is known for precision, thoroughness, invisibility, and ruthless advancement. Even Sherlock himself has often acknowledged Moriarty's unparalleled intellect, recognizing him as the true nemesis who could challenge and even unsettle him. That's the reason why they call James Moriarty the Napoleon of crime. In my opinion, what separates these two extraordinary minds? While Sherlock's actions are driven by empathy and a love for humanity, Moriarty places ambition above everything else. Ruthless, unyielding, and relentless in his pursuit of victory, Moriarty doesn't hesitate to trample over the suffering of others to achieve his goals. Behind the largest criminal network in Britain, every move Moriarty takes is calculated to strengthen the web and ensure it remains unbroken. Ambition, strategy, and prioritization of power over compassion define Moriarty's accents. In The Napoleon of Crime, this duality is captured through smoky notes, a faint touch of dark rose, and the green, slightly bitter scent of leaves. To ground the fragrance, I use patchouli, which has the earthy complex and with a pretty urban edge. Take a moment to breathe in the scent. What does it reveal to you about Moriarty and the shadowy world he represents?